for one and one for another. With the name of love above all others. And every faith, a heart, a fallen brother can rediscover.
Welcome to the Rediscover Hour on Relevant Radio, a time to explore our Catholic faith and find out about ways to share the faith with others. Help create the possibility of an encounter with the person of Jesus Christ in the lives of others by living out the call to the new evangelization and helping fellow Catholics rediscover full life in the Church. The Rediscover Hour starts now.
And welcome to the Rediscover Hour. Jeff Cavins with you. So good to have you join us today for another Rediscover Hour. Got a great show for you today, talking about evangelization. Going to talk a little bit about some of the things coming up in the Archdiocese. And today on the show, we're going to talk with Father David Bloom about vocations. And if you don't know what that word vocations means, it's really a life calling. Whether your children are going to be called to the married life or called to become a priest or a brother, the religious life, a sister. We're going to talk about that today. And there's an amazing event that's coming up on the calendar August 15th that I want to talk to you about that might just be the opportunity for your son, your daughter to really think about, you know, the priesthood or think about the religious life. It has to start somewhere. And I've oftentimes heard people say, you know, well, there's a priest crisis today. And we're going to find out if there really is from Father David Bloom in just a little bit. But vocations don't start. They don't start outside the family. They start within the family. And that means you. And the odds are that your 12, 13, 14, 15-year-old son or daughter is not necessarily listening to this show right now, being summer, and they want to do summer things, but you're listening. And you might have grandchildren that you've thought about. Maybe they have a calling in their life. You know, maybe God has called them to become a priest or a sister. And you might be the doorway. You might be the first person that brings it up in their life. And you don't have to do all the heavy lifting. And that's why we have these special retreats called Totus Tuus coming up Saturday, August 15th. We're going to get into that a little bit later on. Also on the show today, we're going to be talking to Estella. She's the director of the Latino Ministry office here in the Archdiocese. And I'll tell you what, there's a lot going on right now in the Latino Ministry office, and we're going to learn more about that. That's going to be closer to the 45 after the hour. But here we are. We're in summer now, and you're still in the midst of following Christ, hopefully. You know, when we think about our Catholic faith, one of the things we have to remember in the summer is that it's not a time to take off from your faith. You know, we go up to the lake, but when we go up to the lake, we go up to the lake with Jesus. We go up to the lake with the Blessed Mother and the saints and the sacraments. And I got to thinking about this yesterday. I was on a flight to Cincinnati 3 days ago. Sitting next to me, this is uncanny, and this is how evangelization takes place, to be honest with you, is I was sitting on the flight at Minneapolis St. Paul Airport getting ready to take off, and this lady was trying to get her Pelican bag, that's a bag for camera equipment, up above the storage on the seat. And I said, "Do you need help?" And she said, "No, I can get it." She sat down, and I said, "And here's how it starts." I said, "Do you have camera equipment in there? Is that what you're hauling around?" She goes, "Yeah." And I said, "Oh, well, what do you use that for?" That's all I said. There wasn't a big theological question or anything. And she said, "Well, it's for my television show." And I said, "Oh, wow, okay." And I said, "Well, what kind of show do you do?" And she said, "Well, I do a hunting show." Turns out that this lady sitting next to me has probably the most popular hunting show in America today. And she's from the Twin Cities, and she is known for big game hunting. Her name's Melissa Bachman. She has a show called Winchester Deadly Passion. Not a soft name there. But we got to talking, and I was looking at my iPad, and I saw the story about the Eden Prairie dentist and shooting Cecil the lion. And I asked her, I said, well, what do you think about this? And it turns out she does this type of thing. So we had an interesting little discussion there. But that's how it happens, you know, in evangelization. You never know who you're going to sit next to on an airplane. And of all the people to sit next to, I'm sitting next to one of the big, big game hunters in the world, sitting right next to me. And it's like God opens up doors. And but anyway, she was a wonderful person. I enjoyed talking to her. And I'm not going to go any further with that in discussing it here. But I just think it's interesting the way God puts you together with people, you know, in evangelization and opens up those doors. But I started to say before I went into that I was thinking about this on the airplane that our faith, our Christianity, our Catholicism, isn't just a hobby. You know, it's not just a thing that we believe in or that we, you know, sign off on and say, yeah, I'm Catholic and our family's always been Catholic. Once we lose this idea that we are disciples of Jesus Christ and that we are actively following him on a day-by-day basis, we start to get into a rut. And what I'm saying is, let's not do that in the summer. And I'm talking to myself too, is that when I wake up in the morning, I have to be aware, conscious, that I'm a disciple of Jesus and that this is a relationship. I was talking to someone earlier this morning about Bible study, and they said, well, what do you think one of the keys to understanding Bible study really is as a Catholic? And I said, well, I think one of the most important things when it comes to Bible study or studying anything, you know, in our faith, is that you can't lose sight of relationship. Bible study is different than studying Shakespeare. Bible study is different than studying, you know, literature, Moby Dick, or whatever the book might be. This is a relationship. When you're reading Scripture, you are conversing with the Creator of the universe. You are discussing things with the one who made the blue moon. And that is so important to keep. And when you lose sight of that, that's when life starts getting into a rut and things become boring in your life. And you start looking for other things to fill that void in your life. So I'm here today to encourage you and myself. And you know what they say, if I point one finger at you, there's three more pointing back at me. And that certainly is the case. But we need to be reminded from time to time that you're in a relationship with Jesus. Talk to him today. Don't ignore him. Don't go 1, 2, 3, 4 days and not even talk to him. If you really believe the gospel, then enter into that relationship, because he's got things to tell you today that he wants you to know about yourself and also to look out for. You know, as the day goes on, you might be used by him in a powerful way. Well, today we're going to talk about vocations. We're going to talk about the great Totus Tuus Conference coming up August 15th with Father David Bloom, who, by the way, is the new vocations director. We'll talk to him about what that's like. A little bit later on in the show, Estella from the Latino Ministry Office is going to stop by, and she's going to share with us what's happening there. But be encouraged today. Whatever you're going through, Jesus Christ is on the throne. And before we go to the break, I want to encourage you to do one thing. If you're feeling down today, and you say, well, I don't even feel like evangelization, I'm really struggling myself, I want you to do one thing today if you're feeling down. The scripture says in Isaiah that God has given you, he gave Israel, and he's given you a garment of praise instead of a spirit of heaviness. So if you have a spirit of heaviness in your life today due to life circumstances, marriage, money, circumstances, your job, health, whatever it might be, I want to encourage you to just take some time today and begin to praise God. I want you to praise him for who he is, for what he's done in your life. Start to recap the faithfulness of God in your life and praise him. You'll be surprised at how it can turn your day around. And speaking of turning days around, you might be a part of turning a young man or a young woman's life around. That's coming up next on the Rediscover Hour. Rediscover.
Come and explore the 5 keys to total freedom in Jesus Christ using the Unbound Model, a Catholic approach to setting people free from the bondages of sin, unforgiveness, and woundedness. The Catholic Charismatic Renewal Office is sponsoring Freedom to Follow Jesus, a weekend conference, August 7th and 8th at Trinity School at River Ridge in Eagan. Lloyd and Nancy Greenhow of Renewal Ministries will present talks throughout the weekend, which include baptism in the Holy Spirit, personal prayer ministry, healing service, and a closing Saturday evening mass with Father Michael Becker. Save $10 by registering before August 3rd. Free registration is only $40 for adults, $20 for youth under 21. Meals available for purchase on site. Remember to register by August 3rd, online at ccro-msp.org or call 763-571-5314. That's ccro-msp.org or 763-571-5314. Lord of
Don't you love that music? Isn't that great? Good to listen to some great praise music and Christian music. Jeff Cavins with you on the Rediscover Hour. Glad you joined us. We're talking today about vocations and also what's going to be happening in the Latino ministry a little bit later on. But I want to introduce you to a friend of mine who has been the pastor up at St. Patrick's for a number of years, and he got the call. He got the call after 9 years of being there that he's going to be the new director of vocations. And he's been in that new office for just a short period of time, and he's hit the ground running, as they say. There's so much to do. And I want to introduce him to you today, good friend, Father David Bloom. How are you doing, Father?
I'm doing very good. It's good to be here.
You. It's kind of like, it's not becoming a bishop, but you do get that call that there's going to be a change in your life. In your life.
It was quite the call. I was stunned. I couldn't believe it. And it was tough, you know. It was the day before Lent, and it was so fitting because, I just needed to go before the Lord and really pour out my heart to Him in this season of Lent and say, Lord, you know, I love these people. I hate to leave this parish, but it sounds like you've got something else that you want me to do.
Right.
And so here I am. I've been in the vocations office for 1 month, and it's been wonderful. You know, I really thought that it would be very slow. And in fact,
over the summer, you would think so.
Yes. And it hasn't been that way at all. Mm-hmm. We've been very busy. There's been a good number of inquiries on priesthood and religious life. And then when there's several activities and events that we've been working on. So we're staying very busy. And I think that's the way the vocations office should be. It should be busy.
You know, when we talk about the vocations office, I don't think a lot of people even know that there's necessarily an office of vocations and a director of vocations. Talk to me a little bit about that office and what you do.
Okay. Well, as you can well imagine, I'm still coming up to speed, but what we do there from the office is sponsor events to promote and encourage vocations. I'll be going out to parishes, been out to a couple of them so far, and taking the masses for the weekend, giving a homily, and the homily would be directed toward vocations. Mm-hmm. And then as someone shows interest, then I'll meet with that young man or woman and talk about, you know, what is it that God's doing in your heart?
Sure.
And talk about that. So there's events, there's meeting with young people and some who are not so young, and talking about that discernment and what God is saying to them. And so there's all of the application process for those who would enter the seminary. Mm-hmm. And that's really quite involved. I think it's much more involved since I became a priest. It's more thorough, and it takes a little bit longer. So there's a fair amount of work there, the application, a medical. There's all kinds of, there's a psychological evaluation. There's a lot that we go through, letters of references, and but it's all good, and I work with young men working through that process, and then make a recommendation that they be accepted.
To the seminary?
Right, to whatever seminary they're going to, whether it be the college seminary, St. John Vianney Seminary, or the major seminary, St. Paul Seminary.
You know, in Catholicism is big, and we use a lot of what I would call meta language, which meta language is kind of like it's the inside language. It's dugout talk. You know, you and I understand it. We got Latin words and we got all kinds of phrases, and vocations is one of them. And I wonder how many people understand really what the term vocation means. When we use the word vocation, describe that in the broad sense. Is it, you know, is it just the priesthood? Do I have a vocation as a married man? What do we mean by vocation?
Right. You know, when we put it in terms of faith, a vocational calling is really a calling from the Lord. Mm-hmm. So it's a calling. It's the Lord saying, come and follow me in this particular way. And so most people are called to follow him in the sacrament of matrimony, mm-hmm. and to raise a family and raise them up for Christ. But there's others who are called, and the Lord is calling just the right number of priests and deacons, religious sisters and brothers to serve the church. And those are vocations where the Lord is calling people into them. And one of the issues we have, I think, today is that it's a very noisy world.
It sure is.
And so it's hard for people, I think. I think it's more difficult for people to hear their vocational calling today. And so it's an area that we need to work on and help people hear that.
So when we talk about vocations, we're talking about priesthood for men, becoming a brother. Now that would be called the religious life.
That's right.
The religious life. When we talk about women, we're talking about becoming a sister.
That's right. And that is also religious life, living in a religious community.
Mm-hmm. Which there's all kinds of them.
Right. There's many, many religious communities, and each has their own apostolate or specific work that they're going to be doing.
Mm-hmm. Like a special gift for that community.
That's
they teach,
right.
they deal with the poor, or I even know there's a Dominican branch, the Dominicans of Hawthorne, I think it is, that deal with cancer patients mm-hmm. and the infirmed. So there's all kinds of expressions of the body of Christ that we would put under that category of vocations. But we know what really catches my attention is that I'm always interested in stories. And everyone has a story. And every priest that I talk to, every sister, every brother that I talk to, has a story of when they first thought about the idea of doing something other than marriage or remaining single with a single, generous life. And there was something. And this conference coming up August 5th might be that, and we'll get to that in just a little bit. But what was it for you? What was the first move that you said, you know, that might be something for me? I haven't really thought about it a whole lot, but that could be.
Sure. You know, in high school, there's a wonderful priest that came to our parish, and he was very good with the youth. He really encouraged us to follow Christ. And I think his example was really key. And I oftentimes thought back to him and his life. He was obviously very happy. He really loved Christ. It was obvious. And so I think, out of high school, there was some stirring, but I dragged my feet.
Mm-hmm.
That's not uncommon.
Yeah. So you didn't pursue it at that point?
No, I really didn't.
Did you go on to school?
You know, I went on to school and got a degree in business, and then I worked in administrative or project management position for a number of years, and then more in a finance position after that. And then, I saw an advertisement from Archbishop Flynn, and he was inviting young men and those who are not so young to come on a retreat with him and to pray about being a priest.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought, there's going to be two guys there. Why would I go? And I had also heard from the pulpit that there are no men interested in being a priest.
That's what you heard?
Many times.
Wow.
And so that was very reinforced, and I figured that must be true. And, it wasn't true. I got to that retreat, and there were 42 guys there.
Amazing.
And it was...
You probably expected two or three.
I did. And, it was like the Holy Spirit took a pin and just reached up and popped this bubble that contained that falsehood. at that lie. Yeah, I think that priest was probably reading the wrong publication or something, but he continued to repeat that message, and I had to tell him, you know what, I don't think that's actually true.
Because you might be interested.
That's right. And it wasn't true then. It's not true today. I can definitely tell you that.
So it's so interesting. For you, the day you walked into church that day, you had no idea that what was contained in the bulletin might just be a message that turns your life in a different direction. You had no idea.
That's right.
And in like manner, there's a lot of young people that are ages 12 to 18 or so right now in the Twin Cities that right now, as we're talking today, might not have any idea that this is what God has called them to. But how do we make that a possibility? How do we bring up this idea to a 14-year-old boy, a 15-year-old girl that, you know what, you might have a vocation.
Mm-hmm. You know, you talked earlier about the family being the seedbed of vocations, and that is really where it starts. I think it starts with dad and mom, as a minimum, at least being supportive, mm-hmm. you know, and saying, if you ever thought about being a priest or a religious sister, we would be very happy. And that's a really simple thing. But on August 15th, we have we are sponsoring an event to help your children take a closer look at these vocations of priesthood and religious life. And so it's a vocation day for young men ages 12 to 17, and that's going to be held at St. John Vianney Seminary. And then there's also the Daughters of God retreat, and that's for young women 12 to 17. That'll be at the St. Paul Seminary. And they're just a short distance away from one another. We start at 9. We go until 2:30. And for parents, we're going to have coffee for you. You have to have coffee and to discern a vocation. And so we'll have you at coffee time for 9:15 to 10:30 over at the St. Paul Seminary. And now registration can be, you can fill out that registration and find out more details at the Archdiocesan website.
Well, very good. I want to talk more about Totus Tuus. That's the conference you're talking about.
That's right.
We're talking with Father David Bloom about vocations, and we are going to come back in just a moment, and we're going to fill out that. Could be a day that changes your life. We'll be back in a moment. Rediscover.
Here at Relevant Radio, we value our listeners and our commercial advertisers. Advertisers who support our faith-filled programming and provide you with valuable goods and services. When you need a plumber, dentist, real estate agent, or financial advisor, please contact one of Relevant Radio's advertiser supporters. You hear about them every day, but sometimes you need a little help finding their contact info. For a directory of our advertisers, go to relevantradio.com and enter the keyword advertisers, then find your local directory. And when you do business with our advertisers, let them know that you heard about them on Relevant Radio. Once again, to find the list of our loyal advertisers, go to relevantradio.com and enter keyword advertisers. The Relevant Radio Advertiser Directory is sponsored by
Catholic United Financial, providing its members with quality life insurance and retirement savings options while giving them opportunities to impact their Catholic parishes, schools, and communities.
Welcome back to the Rediscover Hour. Jeff Cavins with you, joined by Father David Bloom today. He's the new Director of Vocations for the Archdiocese, which means that he's really the one that's given the task of keeping this before us, before the families. He's the one that is responsible for creating opportunities for your kids and your grandkids to learn more about vocations and to give them an invite to discern and to ask, you know, is Jesus calling me to this? Father, I'm so glad that you were able to stop by here and talk to us about this today. Is there a priority of discernment? Before we look at this big conference, I just wanted to ask you this. Is there a priority of discernment in anybody's life that they should first ask God, do you want me to do this, before they just assume that they're going to get married? And if somebody is thinking about that, how would they ask and how would they hear?
You know, I think there's even a step before that, and that would be to go before the Lord and to say, Lord, I am willing to be willing to do whatever you want me to do mm-hmm. with my life. And, you know, that's opening it wide open. And it's saying, Lord, whatever you call me to do, I will do that. Help me, Lord, to hear your voice. Help me, Lord, to understand what you are calling me to. And, you know, it can be a little scary. But, you know, years ago, I was concerned the Lord's going to send me off to Africa. But then someone said, you know, he's not going to send you to Africa unless he first puts Africa in your heart.
Sure.
Well, the same was true for priesthood. And he put priesthood in my heart, and here I am today.
That's beautiful. Well, this big day, let's talk about this a little bit more, because this could be the opportunity for parents, not only parents, but grandparents even, to introduce the idea of a vocation to the priesthood or to the religious life. And the day is called Totus Tuus. It's an event for young Catholic men and women. And what are the ages of the young men and women that are going to be coming to this great day on August 15th?
All right. So this is open for young men and women from ages 12 to 17. And so we have two events, one specifically for young men, one specifically for young women.
And this is also, looks like it's co-sponsored by the Office of Marriage and Family and Life, which makes sense.
That's right.
Know, and the Office of Vocations. So on the day, here's the day, August 15th, Saturday, you're starting at 9 in the morning, going till 2:30 in the afternoon. And you're going to be separating the groups into young boys and girls. The boys are going to be going over to St. John Vianney, and that's from 9 to 2:30. It's a vocation day for young men. And at the same time, as you mentioned before the break, the Daughter of God retreat, Mary, Spouse of the Holy Spirit, that's going to take place at the seminary itself.
That's right. And the agenda for both groups is a little bit different. It's very similar, but there's going to be a mass for both groups. There's going to be time of adoration, but there's going to be a lot of small group discussion as well. For the guys, we've added in we're a little heavier on the sports for the uh-huh. guys, and there'll be some entertainment for the women as well. But now for the men, there's going to be testimonies from seminarians from St. John Vianney Seminary, and there'll be a tour of the seminary and also of St. Thomas. For the women, they're going to have an opportunity to hear presentations from religious sisters, and I believe we have two communities, maybe three communities that will be represented there. And they're also going to have a time to talk, mm-hmm. and I think that's really important. To talk about what God is saying to them, what's going on in their hearts, and to talk with religious sisters.
So from 9 to 2:30, it's Saturday, August 15th, check-ins at 8:45 in the morning. By the way, if you've got to go into work right now, I understand that, or you got to go in for that appointment, whatever it is, let me give you the contact information now, and we'll give it to you a couple more times before the show's over. If people want to know more about this, Father, who should they call? Where should they go?
All right. I think the best thing is to go to the Archdiocesan website, and all the information is there on the website. And if you have specific questions needing a response, you could call the Vocations Office, and that is 651-962-6890. Patty McQuillan is there, and she'll answer all your questions. She really keeps everything going.
That number again is 651-962-6890. And the Archdiocesan website is pretty easy. It's www.archspm.org. And you can actually register for the event at www.events.archspm.org/TTV, or actually TT Vocations Day 2015. But just Google it. Google Vocations Day 2015, Archdiocese, St. Paul, Minneapolis. You'll get there. And the cost is $10 per participant, $20 family maximum. So if you've got 5, 6, 7, 10 kids you want to go to it, that's the max. You can get them all in for that.
That's right.
That's a pretty good deal. Now, you know what really catches my attention here is that the parents are going to have coffee from 9:15 to 10:30 in the morning. Now, if that isn't going to be an interesting conversation, having all of these parents together for coffee as their sons and daughters are thinking about or hearing about the possibility of a vocation, wouldn't that be interesting?
That would be, and that's a lot of coffee, too. We won't run out.
You've got a reality show right there.
I've got a couple of quotes.
Sure.
From, you know, last year we had about 85 young men and about 85 young women. We have a capacity for 100, so we'd like to max it out this year. We'd like to fill it up. But afterwards, that we received some notes from a couple of young people. There's a young man who said, "It's very refreshing for me as a teen to see dozens of young men from this archdiocese step up and express an openness to something so much higher than themselves, young men who are seeking to respond to Christ knocking on the doors of their hearts." Beautiful. And another young man said, "I was drawn to this event because I've been contemplating the priesthood for a long time."
Really?
And you know, for some of you parents, the Lord has been speaking to your son or your daughter for a long time, and they probably haven't said a word to you about this.
One of the big hurdles, I think, that I've heard from parents over the years, and I'm sure you have too, Father, and our listeners have no doubt heard it or thought it, is this. Okay, I've got two daughters and a son, and you're asking my son to become a priest. Give me a break. I won't have any grandkids. You know, that maybe you've heard this before. We've always wanted our son to get married, you know, and bring home the grandkids to the ranch and that type of thing. What do you say to parents that are thinking that way about their son or daughter's future?
Well, first, I guess I would say you have to consider who's doing the calling here.
Yeah.
You know, if God is really calling your son to be a priest, if God is really calling your daughter to be a religious sister, you gotta consider who it is that's doing the calling.
Who you're going up against.
Yes, exactly. And so I think what you want to do is you want to say, you know, Lord, what can I do to just not get in the way, mm-hmm. and help them to discern authentically.
Yeah.
And this is actually one of those opportunities.
That's, I think the same thing happens in other areas of life too. You know, with parents, they may, you know, a dad may have a secret desire for his son to be a professional athlete, or he wants his son to be a doctor, or he wants his son to be an electrical engineer, mm-hmm. whatever it might be. But the thing about parenting is that it isn't what you want them to be for life. It's what has God called them to. And I'm reminded of that scripture, train up a child in the way that they should go, and when they grow old, they will not depart from it. And oftentimes, I think we interpret it, you know, Father, as train them up in the way you want them to go according to the faith, and then they'll do it. But in Hebrew, it really is translated, train up a child in the way they are going, and when they grow old, they will not depart from it. And the way that they are going speaks of what has God called them to? What are their gifts? And one of the roles of parents is not determining what they're going to do, but observing who has God created here and for what purpose, and then coming alongside the child and assisting them in helping to make that correct decision.
Absolutely. And I also have a quote from a young woman here who said, "On this retreat, I was able to speak with two sisters from two different orders, and I'm now hoping to visit at least one of them as a continuation of my discernment. As for the retreat itself, I truly felt accepted and loved by those around me, even people whom I had never met before." And so I met friends, I opened up my heart in small group discussions, a beautiful letter. And so,
you know, when you think about kids that are 12, 13, 14 years old, sometimes we think, well, a 12-year-old, 13-year-old, that's pretty young. But they start thinking about their life at that point, and God can speak to a young person at that age.
Absolutely. I tell you what, some of the most profound confessions that I've heard have come from children.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they're not holding anything back.
Do you think, Father, you know, we've gone through a difficult time in the Archdiocese in the last, you know, last several years, and has that affected vocations, and is there good news out there for us?
You know, there's a secret I want to tell you, mm-hmm. but I don't really want you to keep it a secret. The truth is, there's more good news going on in this Archdiocese than there is bad or sad news,
mm-hmm.
but you won't hear about it. It's not going to make the news, but we have vibrant parishes. We have incredible ministries. We have so many beautiful things going on. And I think where vocations are flourishing is where families focus on the beautiful things that God is doing. Now, it doesn't mean that we bury our head in the sand. We have to think about the reality and deal with that as well. But we have to grasp on to what endures.
Right.
And the Lord is building a beautiful church here. And he's building us up and strengthening us. And yes, we're going through some difficult times, but there's so much good news. And so we have to lift that up whenever we can.
As a vocations director, and by the way, we're talking with Father David Bloom. He's the new vocations director for the Archdiocese of St. Paul in Minneapolis. Spent 9 years up at St. Patrick's, and I'm sure you miss the folks up there. God's got this call on your life. He's got this call on your life right now. If you, as the vocations director, could build families that would produce vocations or give a better opportunity to discern vocations, what would be some key elements in a family out there that you would say, they should really be doing X, they should be about Y, that type of thing?
You know, I don't know that I have the perfect answer, but I guess I would say to the parents, I would say, love one another, you know? Love one another and demonstrate that to your children. And when difficulties come along, love each other through it and allow, you know, always point each other to Christ. And children will see that, that's the goal. The goal is to get to heaven. It's not the new car. It's not the new house. It's to get to heaven.
I've heard priests say before that one of the best advertisements for a calling to the priesthood is a child witnessing a strong marriage. And you would think, well, if you're going to witness a strong marriage, then you're probably going to get married. But I've heard people say over and over that when they witness a strong marriage and they understand that the vocation is a total giving of yourself to Christ, the bridegroom, that it actually raises vocations.
Yes, and I think it goes back to the essence of vocation. Regardless of whatever vocation it is, our vocations have to be rooted in sacrificial love. That's the heart of marriage. If it's a warm, fuzzy kind of love, it's not going to go very far. It's sacrificial love that endures. And so that's also the root for every vocation to priesthood and religious life as a brother or sister. And so children seeing that sacrificial love being lived out day after day in their parents, that goes a long way for helping them to love sacrificially in a vocation as priest or sister.
Once
or
again, the big event coming up is Totus Tuus. It's Saturday, August 15th, and the young men, ages 12 to 17, will be taking a retreat from 9 in the morning to 2:30 in the afternoon. The young men will be at St. John Vianney Seminary. That's right on St. Thomas's campus, by the way. And the young ladies, they're going to be meeting. They're called the Daughter of God Retreat, Mary, Spouse of the Holy Spirit. They're going to meet at the St. Paul Seminary at the same time. Parents, from 9:15 in the morning till 10:30, you get an opportunity to have some good coffee and some good fellowship with other parents that have their children or grandchildren at this event. And I want to encourage you to pray about this. Maybe you've noticed something in your son or daughter that you've never even spoke to them about. Maybe grandma and grandpa have mentioned it a couple times, or one of your friends that, hey, you know, little Johnny, he'd make a good priest. Maybe someone else is actually seeing this right now, and you've thought about it, and you're not telling your son or daughter, you're going to go to this Saturday event, and you're going to become a priest. That isn't what we're saying, are we, Father?
No.
What we're saying is we want to give you an opportunity to meet some other young guys, some other young ladies like yourself that, you might have a calling, and this is an opportunity for you to at least to think about it or to hear what it's all about. Once again, the information can be found on the Archdiocese website, and that's www.archspm.org. And you can call Patty McQuillan at 651-962-6890. Give you a chance to grab that pen or pencil, a piece of paper, or that business card you're going to write it down on the back side of. That number again, it's Patty McQuillan, 651-962-6890. 6890. Father, we have just a couple minutes left. After a conference like this, let's say young Johnny, young Mary says, you know, I'm kind of interested in this. I don't know what's going to happen. I'm only 13 years old right now. But what is the process later on that a young person will go through when it comes to pursuing that vocation? What's the kind of the bullet point process?
Sure. You know, I guess at a young age, you stay faithful to Christ, and at an old age, stay faithful to Christ. But as you're going along through the process and you sense that maybe God really is calling you to a vocation as a priest, brother, sister, give us a call, and we'll walk with you. There are different events that we can invite you to. When you become in high school, when you get older and you're in high school, we have a dinner with the bishop, and that is the Andrew dinner, and we invite young men to come to that. And they have an opportunity to visit with priests and hear a vocation story from one of the priests. If it's a young woman who's interested in religious life, we have what's called the Miriam dinner, mm-hmm. and we invite them to come also to visit with the bishop. And then there'll be religious sisters there as well, and you'll be able to talk with others about this vocation. And so we'll connect you to people who can help you further, and we'll do all we can from the vocations office to give you inspiration and to show you along the way.
That's fantastic. And Father, thank you for all of your work in the Office of Vocations, and thank you for the 9 years prior to that up at St. Patrick's. I know they miss you, and I'm sure you miss them. You did a great work up there, by the way, in raising up disciples. But once again, I'll give you the contact information, and maybe later on in the year we can have you back to find out what happened at the conference. It's the Totus Tuus Conference. It's a one-day conference from 9 in the morning to 2:30 in the afternoon. When? It's Saturday, August 15th. The young men will be at St. John Vianney Seminary. The young women will be at the St. Paul Seminary. And you can call right now Patty McQuillan, 651-962-6890. This may be the beginning of something very beautiful in your children's life, and just give God a chance. Thanks, Father.
You are most welcome.
Thank you. Talk to you later. We're going to take a break right now, and when we come back, we're going to talk about what's happening in the Latino community in the Twin Cities. And I'll tell you what, there is a lot happening, and you can be a part of it. You're listening to the Rediscover Hour. Don't go away. We've got so much more to talk to you about on this beautiful, beautiful day.
A large storm with hail, wind, and heavy rain recently hit the Twin Cities area. You may have damaged your home's roof, siding, or gutters. Elysian Construction is a local company with years of experience in repairing homes. We make the process easy for you as we work directly with your insurance company to completion. We are proud of our A+ rating with the Better Business Bureau. We are fully licensed and insured and have expertise with all types of roofing, siding, and gutters. The inspection is free, and we can provide you with references of work we've done for customers right in your area. Much of the damage done in the recent storm may not be visible from the ground. We invite Relevant Radio listeners to call us today. We'll visit your home within a few days to perform your free inspection. We'll document any damages with photos and leave a full report with you for your review. Your home repair and all the paperwork will be handled quickly and painlessly. To get started, you can call our Golden Valley offices today at 612-314-6767. That's 612-314-6767. Elysian Construction, trusted and recommended. 612-314-6767.
And welcome back to the Rediscover Hour. Jeff Cavins with you on this beautiful day as we're serving the Lord together in evangelization. Hey, I don't know if you knew it, but as you're going about your normal day, you're driving down 494, you're going down 100 right now, there's a lot of people behind the scenes in this great archdiocese who are doing really, really good work. And sometimes we don't see them. Sometimes we don't know about all of these efforts that are very beautiful and very, very fruitful. One of those great efforts in the Twin Cities here is the the office of Latino Ministries, and they are doing such an amazing job. I don't know if you realize it, but what a large percent of the population are Latino in America today. And we have a Pope right now, Pope Francis, who is Latino. And so this is the time right now where the Latino ministries are just really shining, and it's a beautiful, beautiful thing. And heading up the Office of Latino Ministries is Estela Manchero. She's got a beautiful name. I wish I had a name like that, Manchero. That's very, very, very beautiful. And she's working tirelessly to provide opportunities in the Latino community to encounter Jesus Christ. And in this big event coming up in Philadelphia is going to be something that we're going to talk about here in just a moment that you just might want to be a part of, some great opportunities. So I want to introduce you to a very hard worker in the Archdiocese here, and perhaps you've met her, but I want to introduce her to you, Estela Manchero. Good. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thank you, Jeff. I'm glad to be here.
It's very, very good. And, you know, we all get kind of in our silos, don't we, at times, and we don't know what the other people in the body of Christ are doing. And sometimes language can be a natural barrier, but it doesn't have to be a barrier. We're still one body in Christ, and we can work together. And you're doing so many good things. Give us kind of an update from the last time we talked to you of what's happening in the Latino community in the Twin Cities.
Well, we are extremely busy, as you say. We are trying to reach out to all the Latinos that are yet not in our parishes, in our communities, and we're trying to do evangelization walk with them. But one of the things that we are having this coming up Saturday from 3 to 8 is our celebration of the family. So we call it Latino Family Day. And we are going to, this is our fourth year that we are having it. And we started at the cathedral, and of course we fill out the cathedral, and then we decided to have a picnic, and we did at the Como Park, but then we were missing the mass, so last year we had a mass and a picnic, and we were so many at the Como that they kind of kick us out, and so this year we are having our celebration at St. Thomas Academy and at our Catholic
high school. And that's coming up this Saturday.
This Saturday, yes, actually tomorrow.
The 1st?
Yes, yes.
August 1st. So if you're listening to the broadcast on Sunday, just imagine how good it was. So what are you going to be doing at the tomorrow at this big family get-together?
Well, we are going to start... of course, we have 22 parishes that have a Spanish Mass and all the sacraments and the preparation. But then we have another three communities that are bubbling, and we are in need of priests to send to those communities. So we have a lot of different communities that are coming in buses, some of them, all the way from Northfield, from Monticello, from Les Center. At 4 o'clock, we are going to wait for them with fabulous music and dancing. And at 4 o'clock, we will have the Mass with our Bishop Cousins. And actually, I just heard that Archbishop Hebdev is coming out.
Oh, wonderful. You get both of them.
Yes. So we are extremely excited. And of course, we have different cultural dances from different countries, singing. We have so many games for the children. We have 10 different games. We have piñatas. And one thing that we're doing is a contest between the parishes to see which parish creates the best piñata and which parish brings the best salsa and the best tamales and the best empanadas.
That's salsa as in food.
Yes, as in food. Okay. As in food.
So can I be, I almost feel like I should be a Latino for a day.
But you're very much welcome to come. Very much welcome to come. Everyone is welcome.
So the Holy Father is coming to Philadelphia later on this summer. What are you doing to prepare for that?
Yeah, well, actually, we have 90% of our parishes doing the catechesis. Mm-hmm. Every parish by two, they are doing the catechesis every week in preparation for it. And even though not everyone can go to Philadelphia because of, you know, the economic situations, sure, and all that, what we launched as a national level with all the other Latino organizations, Catholic organizations, we launched a campaign to welcome Papa Francisco. So we call it Bienvenido Papa Francisco. And we are doing different short videos, and we are putting it in a website and YouTube and doing all kind of media, Twitter, and all that. So what our plan is, tomorrow after the Mass, we are going to do Bienvenida Papa Francisco with all the 4,000 people that we are expecting.
4,000 people. You're doing an incredible job. That is marvelous. What has Pope Francis meant to the Latino community? I mean, this is the first. What has he meant?
Well, we see him as a tremendous blessing. We really can connect with him. We love all the teachings that he's doing. We grew up with all those teachings of being truly involved with the people at the base and all the things that he is promoting right now. So we are elated that he's our Pope, of course. We are very proud.
Well, it has to be so exciting. The minute you found out he was Pope, you're thinking, we got a Latino Pope. That's amazing. So 4,000 people tomorrow. You're expecting right around there. If somebody is not signed up right now, do you have to be signed up? Can you just show up tomorrow?
You can just show up and we will welcome you. We will have plenty of food to share.
Now, see, that's why I'm going.
Yeah.
Because all of that good food. And you're doing such a great job with the catechesis. You have a catechetical institute offered for the Latino community. How can we pray for you, Estella, as your brother and sister listening all over the Twin Cities? How can we pray for you in the Latino community?
Well, one of our immediate needs are the formation, of course, that we are offering, but also the immigration.
That's a big issue, isn't it?
That is a huge issue for our families. Our families are really torn apart by the deportation and all the problems that we do have right now.
You know, you bring up a topic there that you know it better than I do, that the Anglo community is not in touch with that for the most part. And it's an issue that it becomes a political issue oftentimes. But for many of these families, this is not a political issue. This is a family.
It's an everyday family
issue. So I respect that. And we will. We'll pray for you. We'll pray for the immigration issues and the vision that you have for the Latino community, because you're doing a great job. And we'll pray for you tomorrow, too.
Thank you.
All of us that are not going to be showing up and pretending we're Latino for a day, like myself, we will pray for you. And I'm asking all of you, let's pray for Estella and the Office of Latino Ministry, because they're vibrant. This is a special time for them with the Holy Father, and we need to all pray for each other. So thank you, Estella, and stop by again and tell us what's happening in your community.
Sure.
I appreciate it. That's Estella Manonchero. Love the name, Manonchero. And that's one thing that's happening in the Twin Cities that is very good. Father David Bloom spoke about this earlier. All the good things that are happening, and in the Latino community, so many good things are happening. And Paul, we've got a lot of stuff happening in the Twin Cities. Every week I'm astonished at
that. You did very well with the Spanish, by the way.
Oh, thank you very much.
The World Apostolate of Fatima invites you to a vigil of reparation to the Sacred Heart of Jesus, Friday, August 7th, 7 to 10 p.m. at St. Pius X Catholic Church, White Bear Lake. The vigil includes confession, rosary, Mass of the Sacred Heart at 7:30, exposition of the Blessed Sacrament. Families are welcome to come for all or part of the evening. For more information, visit FatimaOnline.org. That's FatimaOnline.org.
The Feast of the Assumption of the Blessed Virgin Mary is coming up on August 15th. All are invited to celebrate this great feast at the 4th annual Many Faces of Mary Rosary Procession. This year's procession will be held at the Academy of Holy Angels in Richfield on Saturday, August 15th. The procession is from 1 to 3 in the afternoon and will include dancing, songs, and costumes from various ethnic groups who will honor Mary in their own native language and culture. Children are encouraged to wear their first Holy Communion clothes. Contact Terry Rydicek at 763-242-7105. For more information, again, that's 763-242-7105.
All are invited to Healing the Family, How Healing Reveals Our Dignity and Strengthens the Body of Christ. presented by Grief to Grace and Rachel's Vineyard founder, Dr. Teresa Burke, and International Pastoral Director, Father Dominic Elaine, on Friday, August 21st, 7 p.m. at the Church of St. Paul in Ham Lake. The presentation will look at questions such as, how does trauma affect the human experience? Why do we need to address the past and heal? To learn more, go to churchofstpaul.com or call the parish office at the Church of St. Paul in Ham Lake.
The Fun Fest Summer Jam Festival takes place August 7, 8, and 9 at Immaculate Conception Church and School in Columbia Heights. Highlights include a car show and Beatles tribute band on Friday, country bands and barbecue on Saturday, and family day on Sunday. Go to the Immaculate Conception Church website for the full schedule at iccsonline.org.
St. Albert the Great will celebrate their 80th anniversary at a street party and reunion Sunday, August 9th, with an anniversary mass at 9:30 a.m. Party beginning at 10:30. Enjoy free hot dogs, root beer floats, face painting for the kids, live Dixieland music, much more. Go to stalberttheGreat.org for more details.
Hey, would you like to learn how to share your faith with friends, family, and total strangers? Well, then don't miss the St. Paul Street Evangelization Workshop taking place September 18th and 19th at St. John the Baptist in New Brighton. It's sponsored by the Office of Evangelization. This will provide effective tools to share the gospel with people in your parish, school, or workplace. The Office of Evangelization and Catechesis, in cooperation with the Archbishop Harry J. Flynn Catechetical Institute, is bringing this exciting opportunity to the Twin Cities. Now you can go and register. You can register at the events tab at archspm.org, and you may also direct questions to Susanna Boley at 651-291-4411.
Big show next week.
Big show next week on the next Rediscover Hour. Join hundreds of thousands of people in prayer across America as the national 54-day Rosary Novena for Family and Marriage begins. On the next Rediscover Hour, we'll talk with Margie Mandy and Dick Bolden, who serve with the Milwaukee, Wisconsin-based Rosary Evangelization Apostolate. And they're going to be sharing with us about this powerful apostolate next on the Rediscover Hour. Until then, remember that being Catholic is about a relationship with Jesus, and spend time with Him today in prayer. He wants to talk to you. God bless.
The Rediscover Hour is heard every Friday morning at 9, Saturday evening at 6, and Sunday morning at 9 on Relevant Radio 1330. You can find show audio archives at rediscover-faith.org and at relevantradio.com, keyword rediscover. The Rediscover Hour is a production of the Archdiocese of St. Paul in Minneapolis in cooperation with Relevant Radio. Rediscover.